어디에 도청 집이 나르도록 엔텐 네브레스 몰 자꾸 비오파크르에 어디에 고람 티포나르 볼로 귀아 푸엘라 아테 팍터 손 엣 푸엘라 아침에 팍다 Tamandum te facto sum o cara tua tamandum de facta es et possum tibi omnia dare o cara tunum quam potes mi omnia dare
Yeah, some music to start with. I already have my title here. What was that? What year could it have been? Any guesses?
1200. 1500.
Nice. Of course not. Of course it's not 1200. 1500. We will see what it was. I have a whole other project with the whole production of this. My title is Ad Amandum Te Factus Sum, which is the title of the song I just sang. The real title is Bardcore Unveiled, the creative journey from concept to cover. Thanks, ChatGPT, for this suggestion. I'm Niels Hilbricht, and I will be your host today. Okay. Just quickly, what is this all about? Because I have to do one disclaimer. I'm not a bardcore musician, absolutely not. This is the first time I hold my feet into the water for this style. But I'm coming from a very similar style, so it was rather easy. So for me, what is bardcore? It's some medieval, in big quotes, or folkloristic cover versions of popular songs, as written there. It's almost always meant as a silly joke, and most of them are YouTube videos just for one quick laugh, and then you go on. It's almost always, at least it started like this, low-effort MIDI renders, the exchange instruments, so you take some song from the 90s, which exists as MIDI from the ancient times, and then you just exchange the instrument instead of an e-guitar, you take acoustic guitar instead of voice, you take a flute, and then that's bardcore. There are also good examples of what this is. For example, here from an artist named Hildegard von Blinging. There's an actual medieval composer named Hildegard von Bingen. So this is some kind of joke already. House of the Rising Sun, which is actually the song House of the Rising Sun. Let's hear an excerpt. I disconnected my cable once here. Is there anything from my laptop?
Ah. Thank you.
eyes a good example if you want to do it properly. Obviously, she can sing very well. And these are real instruments, not MIDI renders. So my motivation for this Sonoy, for myself, first and foremost, was to try this myself, create a Bartko cover that I can present here. I started maybe 2 weeks ago from the idea. It's meant obviously as light entertainment, and I can document the process and decisions about music making technology in this lectem. I like this word, lecture demonstration. So I want to push this. Here. So how do we do that? Let's take a famous pop rock song, make it sound like an early music recording, not early recording, but early music recording. What's an early music recording? For example, here, the harp consort, Darius Rex, from like 1180, 1200. So this is the style I'm going for. And needless to say, my goal obviously is to use open source software nearly exclusively, I think, ChatGPT, but everything else is open source. Introduce maybe some new programs, new because I've written them myself, so you most likely don't know them, but they are public. Okay, let's see what song. So it's a famous song. It's an easy melody, actually, just five notes up and down. So the ambitus is the fifths, or quinte in German. Very few chord changes. It's actually two, maybe three in the actual song. So that's very good for drone music. Drone music is when you have one reference note that's the sounding the whole piece or large sections of the piece. So very, very compatible for that. And if there are second voices, it's very basic fragmentary runs, like maybe three, four notes in the chorus. So this is practically only a melody. This Kiss song is just a single voice melody with some chords and rhythm. And that happens to be also a historical idiom. So not the only one. There was polyphonic music in the medieval times, so 900 to 1400. But this is also very prominently featured in this time. So we can do that. I did that. And but first, let's see if there's already something on YouTube. So go to YouTube. Bardcore, I Was Made for Loving You, baby. And I think we need this. Here is the YouTube channel, it's the link, no offense, F and your 400 subscribers, but it's low effort MIDI render, and I think we can do better. So, we translated into Latin, already done. We replaced the chords with drones, we changed the meter, the bar, from 4-4 to 3-4. Which happens to be also the standard mode of the 13th century, so 1250, which is the Ars Antiqua. And this is a minor one. The scale is E minor, but I converted it to D Dorian, mainly because the main instrument is tuned in fixed D. It's an open tuning in D, so I need to do that at least for the instrument. If any of these words are too arcane, please tell me immediately, and then I can explain them. It's just the name of the period from 1200 to 1300 in France. Yeah, it's called that. It's like Baroque or classical.
Antique Ars.
More changes to the song then. It's a bit long for joke. 4 minutes original. Let's make it 2. Simplify the form a bit, the structure. So we riff, intro, then one verse, chorus, short instrumental solo, chorus again, and riff again as outro, fade out. There's a dance feeling in the Kiss song, which is 4 bars plus 4 bars plus 4 bars. Let's break that a little, shift bars around, add an extra rest where it's not expected. So you get this declamatoric medieval singing style where it's not based on dance music, but transport the text and then write the melody for the text. And if there's any second voices, let's do it in a proper medieval style, which happens to be my actual expertise in this thing. Okay, recording. All these images actually I generated them myself. Open source image generator, Stable Diffusion. That took about 4 hours. not the image, the render itself, that took 20 seconds, but you have to iterate and create different versions, and there are so many parameters. It's a completely new topic, but it's so exciting. So all the images are generated not by me, but through Stable Diffusion. Recording. So just a quick overview. If I will ask again afterwards if you want to go into detail of any of these. Otherwise, I just mentioned them here, and you can look them up at home from the video recording. And Ardour with some plugins. The only non-standard plugin is Rode or Roth Air. Tempo is a sampler I've written myself. Vielo is a synthesizer I've written myself. Agudeo is a session manager. Arguably, I've written myself. There's a longer discussion behind that. Stable Diffusion, I mentioned that. The fonts here are IM Fell, which is a Renaissance printing replication, and Serenissima is a Renaissance music font. I'll show you later. This is actually, I made a Renaissance music sheet for myself. So, I always wanted to do that. Composition and preparation in Laboreo, which is a software of myself, and Lilypond, which is music notation software. If you want to see anything of this, in detail, just ask me again later. I have time, planned time for this. So, basic home recording this time, just standard microphones SM57 and 58 for voice and instruments. Singing, yeah, now the instrument cittern is the Renaissance name for the instrument. It's actually the retuned to open tuning Irish bouzouki, which is actually not a bouzouki, but a long-necked mandolin. So yeah, that's it. Then I don't have it here right now, the Nickelharpa from Sweden or Schlüsselfiedel of Deutsch. And some medieval fiddle, which is kind of a violin. I have these instruments because I made music in this scene a few years back, 10 years back, and I still have the instruments at home. So, so I use them again from time to time. Okay, this lead sheet I've made, also open source, it's just a LibreOffice document. I quickly show it to you and use this opportunity to show you the notation and text. So fancy diamond shaped notets. You can see here, sorry, I have to go the extra nerdy step on a nerd convention now, one step extra. You can see there are small gaps in the notes and lines. This is because in the Renaissance they had actually letters, like little stamps, and they arranged them one after another. So there's a little gap in between. And each note is an actual, so the that's a digital font, of course, but it's replicating this. So you can here see the G clef from, so this is already not historically accurate because I'm doing a 1970s, 75 Kiss song. And I say the word medieval style, but I also say Renaissance, which is 200 years later. So it's already, it's, everything is not correct here, and it's all meant as a joke. But I just like this stuff so much, I have to show you. Here's the text. Text is aligned just with the spacebar in LibreOffice. And what I sang earlier, we will hear that again soon. Chorus, the same performance note. And here's the text. You can read it for yourself. Just glance over it a minute. Original, of course, is the right one, if you can't tell. This is actually correct Latin, as far as ChatGPT knows. But I put it in ChatGPT. That's the main reason I use ChatGPT, and the title was an afterthought. And I translated it into chat with ChatGPT. And then I put the Latin translation into Google Translate back into English. And it was that again, more or less. So I think it's correct. Correct enough for Bardcore. Yeah. So sorry if they're actually Latin experts somewhere. I don't want to disrespect the language. Yes, that's that one, because the name of the talk is From Concept to Cover, and this is like the physical world which surrounds the music. Cover art, CD, just a mock-up. Yeah, it's the same guy three times. You can't get Stable Diffusion to give you three individual people. yeah, let's go into the show and tell of my Ardo project, but first let's hear it completely. We don't need that, and I just press play. Maybe it's a little bit soft, it's not mastered, so let's hear it.
Thank you.
tenebres multa cupio facere. Et odie coram te ponere volo, quia puella a te factus sum, et puella ad me facta es. Ad amandum te factus sum, o cara tua, ad amandum me facta es, et possum tibi omnia dare, o cara tu num quam potes mi omnia dare. Te factus sum, o cara tua, tamandum me facta es, et possum tibi omnia dare, o cara, tu num quam potes mi omnia dare. La.
Thanks. Yeah, let's do a bit show and tell. It's a mix between recording actual instruments. Of course, if I think this is an instructional talk for you or recorded, then of course you can't replicate the recorded instruments and all my singing. Of course, you don't have me at home. So. You can replicate this, but you can replicate the sampled and synthesized instruments. But I'll show you some layers just quickly. And if you want to see something in detail, then just tell me. So let's, because you saw the instrument, it's just three times this. Here's the la 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 layer. No, where's the left mouse button? There.
La 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 la.
And you might now think, when you heard the song, I want to do it myself, but Niels, you're angelic voice, I can't replicate this. As you can hear here, there are some heavy out of tune notes, but I just didn't care. And
la 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 la.
Be brave, record something like this. Oh, I put the group in solo. Solo toggle. Normally I don't do this. Do this, be brave. It adds up. And yeah, then the voices, of course, that was the actual part where I cared. You've heard that prominently before, I don't need to show you again. Here are the string, the bowed instruments. Let's hear them quickly. This was the end of the recording process. Now you will hear some really out of tune stuff. Not in the beginning. So that's a drone. It's just one note, a bit more. Recordings, so people hear that and think, oh, it's real recordings. It's not some auto-tuned stuff. It's real from, recorded in 1200. So let's see. There's this bowed instrument, and now the sampled instrument. This is something you can replicate yourself. Those instruments are available right now. Let's hear the drums first. This is... what is... it's also exotic stuff. This is not a medieval drum. It's a Greek or Turkish drum called tapan or davul. But then they, in the 80s, they begin to build them in Germany. And now it's ingrained in this Renaissance fair medieval market scene that we have here, and the Turkish origins, how to construct and how to prepare the wood, and so they are gone, and it's just normal. So I don't know what it is. It's a drum, and you boom, and you have a rod here, yeah, and strike it. Sounds like this. Myself, and it's included in one of the programs I mentioned. Then we have here a virtual hurdy-gurdy. Sounds like this. This is the main drone of the piece. And there comes the melody. Standalone program soon, and the last remaining two are just a harp and bells and reverb. Samples. They also available all samples instruments. Sorry, all sample instruments are free and open source. But I didn't record those two. Yes, plugins. Not much to say. Let's go into the mixer view. We have the Distro 3-band EQ. I can do an one moment. Maybe that helps. Oh, I have a mouse here, but what am I doing? Oh, so easy. Distro 3-band EQ, simple thing. Good enough for me. I'm not a tech. And tech musician. I don't know what any of these knobs mean, really. Carve Haas stereo enhancer. I really like that. No. it wouldn't surprise me. Dragonfly Reverb, you know that by now. That's this. That's for the harp, so that's why the greatest reverb possible. There's one additional more subtle delay in the master, not delay, reverb in the master. X42 EQ for the voice and a very, very slight compressor, LSP mono. And Guitar X Echo, I like that because it has 1 second plus delay. So for the solo, I like that to put that on solo instruments so they repeat. Yes, and here I start with this Roth or Rode Air. That's really plugin made for me. No values, just a big knob called Air. And if you press it, the mix gets airier and brighter. So I don't know if my hearing is actually degrading in the last 2-3 years, but I always feel music when I peruse it, it's too not enough high frequencies. So this is really useful.
Yes.
So of course I know what this is. It's a multiband compressor behind the scenes and an EQ. And it's only compressing the high parts and then EQ, of course. So, but it's enough for me. And yeah, I can recommend these kind of plugins.
Is it false?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Of course. nothing else really in plugins. Everything else is recorded. So if I, maybe for the musicians, in the audience. EQs are nice and useful and good, but when I record, for example, this this instrument, and I started with the drums, and then I recorded this and started with the low, the track that's, the name is Low. So. That's not enough. Sorry, not enough higher frequencies. I don't go to the EQ first, but I record higher frequency with the instrument. Might be obvious, but I want to remind some of you that's a possibility. You can actually use notes to produce high notes. Not EQ settings. Do you want to see or want to know anything about what we are seeing here? It's like, what is this, or how did you do this? Or, samples? Uh-huh. I collect first.
What about the synthesizer?
Yeah, the synthesizer, I show that.
Standalone.
I repeat it. They wanted to see the hurdy-gurdy synthesizer and the sampler, the drum samples.
Did you use a medieval tuning system?
Please again?
Did you use a medieval tuning system?
I tune this, the A at 440. And then the Ds, the fifths below and above, by ear, so it's a pure fifth. So it's Pythagorean, Pythagorean tuning system, if you want. Cool. Let's see the software. I close this so I don't accidentally play back two things at once. Just quit. Sorry. Let's do it in color. It's easy. Okay. So sampler first. Hurdy-gurdy synth first, because it's for me the more interesting program. I wrote that myself, but not the sound generation. So this was one of these research projects with a paper that never got any usable software out of it, just some command line program that was crashing left and right. And I took this opportunity to learn more about C++ and C, and I ripped the sound generation out of it and created a program around it, a Jack program. So now it's working. Let's connect that. We've seen this multiple times today. Let's do air calf has dragon fly reverb. Okay, where is it? Please, Philippe, fix this. okay. First, it's a mono signal. We have a drone. I'm reading this because it's too small to see. We have a melody output and a drone output in this program. Let's route the melody into the stereo widening plugin. I'm not going to touch any settings. Put that into the air plugin, put that into the hall reverb plugin, and put that into the output wherever you are. Is it this? No.
Maybe zoom out?
I'm just blind right now. Where is it? Help me. Here. This one. MIDI in, of course. And let's connect the drone as well. Normally I would do that in two separate plugins chains, but for now let's do this like this.
That's below that 100%.
Ooh, what's going on?
Make your buffer larger while you wait.
Again, please.
Dry and wet, or maybe try increasing your buffer size of the bottom in Carla.
That's pipe wire.
Oh, it should work.
It's only.
Do you have some graphics?
Yes, I installed it yesterday.
Okay, let's go.
What's the name for the pipe wire graphical utility? And that's not working. Oh man. I'm breaking all my own rules right now.
You can start call with PW underscore latency.
This.
Ooh. Maybe not touch that, touch this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's
save it.
Yeah.
I think you just need to restart the sound.
Just tell us that your software is super and weird.
It's best software in the world. Goodbye.
Life coming back killing.
So
that's the first this year.
It's pipe wire. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what happens now. Is it connected? No, it's not connected. Okay, let's do minimal tests. Sorry. I didn't think.
Minimal
Maybe just the synth?
Yeah. Okay. I have a mouse. Sorry. What's the name again?
The one on top, Irie. Very top.
Very top?
Irie Keys, yeah. Left? Top right. Yeah,
but that's input.
No, that's output. Yeah. Playback.
But playback, it's on the left side. It must be on the right side.
No, this is output.
Right, of course.
Yes.
Am I sweating? No. No.
Sounds a bit like an
organ. Okay, so. It doesn't sound like much like this. Let's add the drone. And it's not playing because it has its own MIDI input, but I can put it to autoplay mode. As is custom with these instruments, they have multiple strings that play in parallel. So I have the bass string, it's one. Let's make the fifths a bit louder so you can hear it. Let's put the melody in autoplay mode because it's a weird instrument and you cannot stop. You can stop, but then everything stops. So you cannot stop the drones and the melody separately. So if you let go of any keys, it plays the bass note, which is this. Increase the weight of the strings. It's right now at 2.5 kilograms. Let's press it harder on the wheel, which is the bow. Is a MIDI controller, so if you build your own MIDI controller, you can make one dedicated for this instrument, and this weight of the strings, that's fun because you can actually use that to shape the sound while you're playing with a mod wheel or for something like this. Very it's very expressive. It's it's actually physical modeling, one of the few physical modeling. So there's an engine behind it, which I did not write, which is actually bowing strings and calculating the physical response of this string.
Is it false?
Hmm?
Is that engine false?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. It was some research project, some BSD license. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And yeah. Let's. The other is easier. The sampler is called Tembro, which is Esperanto for timbre. Are we hearing anything yet? There's a sine wave. So there's one which all free and open source sample instrument that are in existence are in this program in this program. If they are not in this program, contact me and I'll add them. But I've become quite good over the years to find those, and I think they're all in. You have the Vasilian Studios, all of them. Here's the harp, it's an own library. Free Pets, the project, is completely in there. Salamander piano and drum kit is in there. My own stuff, like the medieval percussion.
It's not sent to mix.
It is. Also in the... Oh, maybe it's just... It's just very soft. Maybe you can do it... Crank it up. No, I know what it is. It's coming from my internal speakers. Ah, pipe wire. So, I have a clock here, 46 minutes. Everything is all right. Anfa, where is it? There. let's take the auditioner, which is the double click in this program, and route it here. Just drumming. Sorry, drummers. yeah, that's and all the instruments are there. Okay. It's my attempt at combining everything into one program. What's sample based? And you don't have a choice. That's my idea of this program is you don't have a choice. You have all the instruments, and everyone has all the same instruments, and they're all at the same MIDI ports. MIDI channels is only channel zero, and all have the same controls. So if you want to collaborate with someone, you are guaranteed to have the same instruments. And it's not, oh, I've loaded an older version of this, or I have a newer version of this instrument. If there's an updated version of this instrument, it will be added as a new variant instrument. So it's my attempt to make it absolutely future-proof and sharing, in a world of sharing and collaboration. That's why everything is in there. You can't load your own instruments. Technically, you can, as I've said in the... background, but you cannot load your own instrument. You are not allowed to load your own instruments, because that would defeat the everyone has the same instruments. Yeah. So this tempo is also in Arch Linux. It's in the repositories. they didn't let me do that. So the question was, how big is the package? It's 12 gigabytes at the moment. If you have all the instruments, which is not a lot for samples, to be honest. But I have set up multiple download servers, and the program itself can connect and update the sound database once you have it. So if you started from the package management, you have only the sine wave, triangle wave, and then it says, I have not detected my instruments, shall I download them now? And you click on download, choose which disk you want to download them. And you get them all, and you can check inside the program. Can say update the instrument database. Check if there are updated instruments, and you get them as download. Yeah. Okay. There wasn't much left, but I want to. Yeah. This was the last slide, which we just did. Software demos. Practicing software instruments, like real instruments, I wrote that down because if you have something like this synthesized hurdy-gurdy, you have to really practice this like an instrument. You have to learn how to play it. And if you play sampled strings or synthesizer, you have to play it, practice it like this as well. So just because it looks like a keyboard doesn't mean it plays like a keyboard. Yeah, that's especially important if you take these ancient instruments as samples, because you, yeah, it will sound like a keyboard if you play it like a keyboard. For me, that's all. We have time for a few questions if you want.
One.
Yes. Thanks for the great talk and rocking us with your bardcore. That was hardcore. What a pun, my goodness. I wanted to ask if your sample player program that you just demonstrated, is it like focused on recorded acoustic instruments? Okay, so you're not interested in like creating a library of like, I don't know, electronic instruments sampled. Like, okay, that makes total sense.
We can use the engine of the program and just exchange sound libraries, but it's so easy to, not it's so easy, sorry. It's easier to create synthesizer samples than record actual instruments. So if we start with it, in no time you have like 100 libraries of synthesized samples and 4 of actual samples, and then it's you get lost.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
All right.